Artists have been painting over their old paintings for centuries. Maybe they weren't happy with the old picture or just couldn't afford a new canvas. And for years, art historians and conservators have been using X-rays to see a murky, black-and-white version of the hidden painting underneath the newer one. But now, art experts have borrowed a new tool from the world of high-energy physics research to get a better look at what's underneath the surface. In 1919, a long-forgotten publication called Everybody's Magazine published a story called The Mildest-Mannered Man, along with a black-and-white picture of a fistfight by American artist N.C. Wyeth. Wyeth had painted the original version of the picture, but once it was published in the magazine, he didn't need it anymore, so he reused the canvas to paint a group portrait of his family.
Actually, the illustration that's buried underneath was thought to have been lost in the 1920s, and it was rediscovered in 1997.
Jennifer Mass is a chemist working with the University of Delaware Art Conservation Department and the nearby Winterthur Museum, whose art experts X-rayed the canvas and found evidence of the hidden painting depicting two men fighting over which Wyeth had painted the family gathering. Conventional X-ray imaging can reveal an earlier painting, but the murky monochrome image really only hints at what the picture actually looks like.
It only gives us really a very incomplete black and white image of the buried painting, and that's because it's really only telling us the positions of the high-density pigments, like the lead-based pigments, which are absorbing X-rays strongly.
At the recent national meeting of the American Chemical Society in Washington, Mass explained how equipment that's typically used for physics experiments can bring out details of a painting long buried under the pigments of a newer work. The Cornell University synchrotron that she and her team used produces an X-ray beam up to a million times more powerful than medical X-rays. The beam is tightly focused onto the painting, where different chemical elements in the paint colors each emit a distinctive X-ray signature.
We get the X-rays that are emitted from the different pigments in the buried painting, and then from the energies of those X-rays, we can determine what chemical elements are present, and from our knowledge of the history of technology, we can go from what elements are present to what pigments must have been used.
With that information, they can reconstruct the hidden painting. To confirm the colors of the buried painting from the high-tech analysis, Mass says they used a much older technique, taking tiny paint samples from the canvas, samples about the size of a period at the end of a sentence.
We take these tiny samples and we mount them in cross-section, and then we can look at the paint layers under the microscope. And so we were able to take just a small number of samples from the painting that then we could compare to our non-destructive data.
Jennifer Mass of the University of Delaware says art experts in Europe have been using the new process called confocal X-ray fluorescence technology, but it's just starting to catch on in the U.S.
There's been great interest among art conservators in the United States to work at the synchrotrons at Cornell University, at Stanford, and at Argonne National Lab and Brookhaven. And so we do see this technique being applied to a number of different types of paintings in different locations now.
You can see the color picture that Mass and her colleagues uncovered at voanews.com. The painting's colors are somewhat muted, which Dr. Mass says may be because artist N.C. Wyeth was doing painting for a black-and-white reproduction in a magazine and probably would be quite astonished to know that the picture would be revealed almost a century after he painted it over. Art Chimes, VOA News, Washington.